grab your passports and raise your glasses, because it's time to embark on a spirited journey around the world with Boozed Up Brits Abroad. We're your hosts, Steph
and Sam,
and we're thrilled to welcome you to our podcast. Hi everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Boozed Up Brits Abroad. Boop, boop, boop. We are in Singapore this week.
Singapore. I love Singapore. I've been there a few times. I think I've been there like three times. Yeah.
Well,
is it three times? Once when we moved here. Once when I went back, I was there for 2 days. And then I think I went again with the family, maybe. I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure it's three times.
I've never been.
Fucking brilliant.
I am looking forward to next year when we go. I mean, we're only there for a day, but we are going. And I'm excited to see some sights of Singapore.
My old man, he scared me when we went there, because it's... So Singapore is so fucking beautiful. Like, everything in Singapore is just pristine.
It's just a city, right?
Yeah, sort of. Like, everything you want to go see is there. Yeah. You're not going to go to, like, the fucking docking yard and the fucking canals and all that.
Yeah, but it's like, it's just a little tiny island.
And you say tiny, but when you're there, it's like, it's fucking impressive. Like, everything is spotless.
Yeah.
And my old man scared the shit out of me because I used to be a fiend for gum.
I don't think that's... I feel like I know where you're going, and...
It is a thing. So I used to chew gum.
Yeah.
All the time, and my old man hated it, because when he was working in the ambulance and driving, like being a paramedic driving the ambulances, he used to work with a fella who used to always blow bubbles and pop his gum, and he used to do his fucking head in.
Mm.
Like, so I always used to chew gum, and every time I pop it, he'd just look at me and go, "Shut the fuck up. Stop." I'm like, okay. And when we're going to Singapore, he goes, "You won't be able to chew that in Singapore." I'm like, why not? I was like, you can, but you can't. Like, in the UK, you just spit it out.
Well, no, only heathens do that.
I'm a heathen. But it's like, you can get like arrested or like a massive fine. Like, you can get proper fucked over for just doing that. Littering, you're fucked, like anything. But good on them, because you go there, it is just pristine.
Yeah.
It is beautiful. There is no shit, no trash, no rubbish, no nothing. It is insane.
Yeah.
Humid as fuck.
Yeah. Is it?
I remember
I'm thinking where it is. I'm like, because it's right off Malaysia, isn't it? Yeah. I've been to Malaysia.
The hotel we stayed in. I remember walking out of the hotel and it was like...
Like a wall. Yeah, of you just
yeah, you just walked into like at a good pace. You just walked into a wall, and it was like, oh fuck, holy shit.
Yeah.
And we'd done the same in Dubai. Like, it was the same thing.
But Dubai's a dry heat.
Yeah,
like it is crazy hot, and like you walk out of like even like the bus shelters have like aircon. So you walk out of it and then like hit with a heat, but it's dry.
It's not as bad.
Humid heat.
Ugh.
I can't stand humid heat.
It's not good. At all.
No. I feel like we should have shut the door, because I'm just...
I'm sorry.
Got some gentle ASMR going on in the background.
So sick.
Rain. Raindrops.
Bit of rain. Bit of rain.
We're not trying to put people to sleep with this, though.
Wet rain.
This feels like, you know, when we listen to those bedtime stories.
Oh, that's so good.
Just like rain in the background.
Rainy Day Antiques.
Yeah, and they're just very softly talking to you.
Shout out to Rainy Day Antiques. Rainy Day Antiques.
It's really good, but not the idea of this podcast.
I might listen to that tonight when I go to bed.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Anyways, so Singapore.
So our first drink is Tiger beer.
Tiger!
Which is from Singapore.
I love me a Tiger.
Yeah, which is quite handy because it is... Your drink of choice at some bars, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's also our home club's mascot, isn't it? The Tigers, Hull City.
Oh, your home club. Right. I was like, what home club?
Hull City.
Yep.
The Tigers. It does. It definitely tastes different in a bottle. Like, in a bottle.
Oh yeah.
Because I always go Smith & McKenzie's, and it's, I get it in the big glass out the tap, and it's, fuck, it's good.
Yeah.
And sit there all night and just. It's just yum. But it's like.
No, I won't explain that sound because.
Oh, the.
Yeah, because if people aren't watching a video, then.
You'd just be like content. Like, you'd just sit there and be like, I can just chill.
Okay. You were making the, like, pouring drink after drink.
Oh, yeah, you keep going, yeah. Love it.
But yeah, it is a nice beer. You were a little bit confused when you got home and I had these in the fridge, though, weren't you?
Mm.
Because we're normally a Corona house, so. Having these in the fridge was a little strange, but they are.
They are yummy.
Yum. And it is a drink of choice. Not the Tiger Crystals. We don't like Tiger Crystals.
No, I don't like. Yeah, the crystal's not really nice. Was that like the low carb one or something?
I think so, yeah.
It doesn't taste the same. It's not nice.
No.
So, Tiger, if you want to sort that out, feel free to email me and I can taste test for you.
But, so we've got these, and we've also got the Singapore Sling, which I've got two recipes that I found online.
One's got pineapple in it.
Well, they've both got pineapple juice in.
Oh. Well, one's got a piece of pineapple hanging off the edge of it.
Yeah. Well, I can't really do pineapple hanging off a martini glass. It doesn't work as well.
Fair.
Mm. But I think I'm going to put my beer down.
You got a cup holder?
But I want to drink one of them.
Oh, okay. You're moving up. Yeah. Moving up in the world.
We'll go for this one so it doesn't water down too quickly.
It looks like a watered down, what's that breakfast drink you have?
Oh, Bloody Mary.
It looks like a watered down Bloody Mary.
Mm.
Like the colour of it. Is it nice?
It is nice.
What's it got in it?
So this one has in it. So they've all got gin, cherry brandy, Benedictine, pineapple juice. This one's got grenadine in it. Now that we have grenadine.
Oh, the juice stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pineapple juice, did I say that? Lime juice.
It's got quite a bit in it then.
Yeah, this one's got triple sec in it as well.
Oof.
Tiny bit.
So what were you thinking about Singapore?
So Singapore is such a young country.
It's gangster.
So it used to be Chinese people living there.
Chinese?
Chinese.
Oh, Chinese in Singapore.
Yeah.
Like they owned it.
I don't know. Maybe I was just good. Like, to be fair, I only did very brief Googles because I wasn't trying to. Granddad.
Sorry. I forget it, does it?
Mm. Yeah. Because obviously I try and look up alcohol facts, not facts. And so I did a brief like glimpse at where did Singapore come from? Like,
yeah.
Because I know that it was taken over, well, it was colonized by the British.
Hey, all standard.
like a lot of places in the world. But I'm not sure what it was before that. But by the sounds of things, like, it was Chinese people there before. So, I guess
I wouldn't know.
Yeah. But yeah, so before then, I mean, when I looked up the ancient history of alcohol in Singapore, it said alcohol consumption was consumed by the indigenous people of Singapore.
And we have no fucking idea who the fuck they were.
I mean, maybe they were Singaporean. Like,
Singaporeans?
Yeah.
Is that a thing? Is that what they're called? People who live in Singapore?
I don't know now.
You don't? Nah. I mean, if they're not, it's a cool name. Singaporeans.
Yeah. But yeah, so like they did drink alcohol, like most places we've ever talked about. The indigenous people drank alcohol of some description.
Yeah, it's like everywhere you go in it, they all fucking get on the piss.
They all fermented something.
Something.
And drank it. But it wasn't really until the British colonised. And then it wasn't actually until Sir Stamford Raffles established the British Trading Post.
Is that someone's name?
Yeah. So that's where, like, Raffles, like...
Raffles.
Like the hotels and stuff.
Yeah, is that his last name?
No, but that's where it comes from. Like, oh. From Sir Stamford Raffles.
Bullied as a kid, surely.
No, he was too rich to be bullied.
Yeah. Went to school in his Rolls Royce.
Yeah, probably. He probably grew up with Rolls Royce. Like,
probably.
The OG.
The OG.
Rolls Royce. So he set up a British trading post in the early 1800s, and that's when alcohol there was a lot of alcohol brought into Singapore, and like alcohol
like
consumption,
exports, imports, sort of thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because there was like lots of British people there, so they brought in like gin and all that sort of stuff. So that's when that, like, really...
We'll teach you how to drink some piss.
That's when it became prevalent.
Yeah.
And so then during the British colonial rule... well, have you finished your beer?
Yeah, we'll move on to this bad boy.
Yeah.
That you've got. I actually need a second for that beer to go down.
They brought in, like, regulations to make sure that there was... to maintain social order in Singapore. And so
people don't overdo it.
Mm. And then...
Why is there always party poopers?
Yeah, but then you said you loved Singapore because it's so clean and stuff.
Yeah, true.
That's party poopers doing their thing. And you love it. You're being really loud with
that. Oh, sorry. I love the fact that it's so clean.
Mm.
But you can still be super clean and not be a party pooper.
Well, yeah. So you mean you can be super clean without being taxed?
Yeah.
But they didn't bring in taxes. They brought in regulations. So, like, you drink in these areas. You don't just, like, drink everywhere.
It's like here.
Hmm.
Even though he's a shithole.
So then, obviously, in World War II and after World War II, there was a big disruption to the supply of alcohol to Singapore.
That's quite nice.
The Singapore Sling.
It's really fruity, isn't it?
Yeah, quite easy to drink. Because there's a lot of pineapple juice in it.
That's actually really nice. World War II.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, so because they were occupied by Japan.
Yeah.
So there was quite a disruption to the alcohol supply.
That fucked them off of Pearl Harbor, wasn't it?
That was Hawaii.
Yeah, it was Japan, though, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Would have been a big part.
It was the same war, yeah.
Be a good stopover for lunch.
From Japan? It's the different direction.
What if you go the other way?
What if you go round the whole world?
Yeah, oh, no, because they'd... Yeah, sorry. Flat earther, sorry. No, yeah, you wouldn't go that way, would you? You'd go...
Go the other way, yeah. You'd go off this map and back on over there.
Yeah, I forget about that, yeah.
because Hawaii's up there.
Yeah, but because the Earth's flat and you wouldn't want to fall off,
you'd have to go this way,
yeah. Stop off for lunch in Singapore,
yeah.
And then off you fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, but otherwise you'd just loop it over.
Yeah.
Makes way more sense. I forget about that.
Well, the Earth's round.
But yeah, no, right. So it's like people go on about how Russia's linked with...
It's very close to Canada.
Alaska.
Oh, Alaska, yeah.
And there's actually a body of water that gets so low at times you can walk across. And I'm like, no, you can't. Russia's all the way over here. Turns out
it's not.
It's not. It's just next door.
Where are you going, Piggy?
What's up, little rhino?
She's like, would someone give me a snack, please? Oh, I said the S word.
Right.
Okay, so... but then, after the war, alcohol production went...
Through the roof.
Straight back up.
Yeah, I was like, of course it did.
Yeah, like, yeah, we want our alcohol. And then, okay, so then in, I think it was 1963, they gained independence from Britain, but joined with Malaysia. And then in 1965, they gained independence from Malaysia.
Oh, so they've gone solo.
So they used Malaysia to get away from Britain.
And then got rid
and
of
then,
Malaysia.
And then we're like, nah, actually, we just want to be our own country,
actually,
please.
Just leave us the fuck alone.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Fair, yeah.
Not wrong with that.
So then, after that, they went under rapid economic and social development. And so that meant that the government wanted some stability.
Yeah, they'd have to, yeah.
So there's a lot more stricter regulations on alcohol. The party poopers came in.
Like, big team of party poopers. No drugs, yeah. No fun.
No.
The purple everywhere. Like, yeah, that'd be pretty dumb.
Jen wants to play.
Where's your hippo?
Where's your hippo, Jenny? That's a cardboard box. Oh, Dizzy Hippo. She's woken up and gone, you guys are taking way too long with this. Bless her.
You can look at it, don't touch it. She doesn't like people
But she likes people to try and touch it, but without actually touching it. She's going to get into a really loud game, though. She'll start running.
She's real weird. And she'll bring it right up to your face and then go, no.
Just sit down and suck it.
Well, I've tried that a few times in my life. Never happens. You can tell them, they don't listen.
Hey there, fellow adventure seekers and beverage enthusiasts. We're reaching out to ask you for your support in keeping the spirits high and the stories flowing on Boozed Up Brits Abroad. Our show takes you on a global journey through drinks, cultures, and captivating histories, and we're excited to continue bringing you these unique experiences. Here's how you can help. Join our Patreon community for exclusive perks, early access, and a chance to shape our upcoming episodes. Treat us to a virtual drink or two to show your appreciation for our content. Or share our podcast with friends and family who love travel, culture, and a good drink. So, as we were discussing before, about how they've got strict regulations for chewing gum that extends to their regulations for alcohol. They're pretty strict on it. But alcohol is still pretty big there in terms of celebrations and festivals and stuff. It's not like a banned thing. It's just...
Yeah.
Just got to be careful with that.
It's like everyone seems to think you can't do anything in Dubai, but you can actually do more in Dubai than you can do anywhere else in the fucking world. You just got to go to the right places.
Yeah.
And be smart about it. Don't be an idiot.
Yeah, and don't be female.
Yeah. So if you go to Singapore...
Yeah.
you sleep if you're male. I'm joking.
No, Singapore don't have a thing about male and female, but Dubai does.
Yeah.
So when I was looking up, because we haven't toasted yet, when I was looking up what the toast is in Singapore, cheers was the first thing that came up.
Hey-o! Because
English is one of the official languages of Singapore.
Cheers.
So cheers.
What's the next
but
one?
Then there was also Yum Sing.
Yum Sing.
Which is Chinese.
Sounds good.
And it's spelt Yam Sing, but it's pronounced Yum Sing.
Yum Sing.
Yum Sing.
It sounds tasty.
Yum Sing.
It's yummy.
This is really yummy.
Mm. There's another one up there if you want to try it.
I saw it before.
Yum Sing.
And then there's Kanpai.
Kanpai,
which
yeah,
is a Japanese term.
Kanpai.
Mm-hmm. And then Ganbei, which is another Chinese toast. Ganbei.
Why does that sound familiar?
And is used to wish good health. It translates to dry glass or bottoms up. So Ganbei. You're like, I don't want to finish my drink right now.
Ganbei.
Ganbei.
Ganbei. Ganbei.
That's what it's reminding you of. There's so many sounds happening right now.
Pretty sure Ganbei means bottoms up.
You can say that again once all the outside external sounds have stopped. Tonic, have you finished drinking?
Ed, and you finished pissing?
Okay.
I can hear it over the mic. You're good.
So, now?
I'm done.
Mm. I was waiting for all the external sounds.
Catch up, lady. That cherry reminds me of Mr. Kipling's.
Mmm. So that was pretty good.
Mm.
So the other one is just a slightly variation on the recipe. It's so noisy, Piggles. Gin based.
Isn't it interesting?
Yeah.
I don't like it. I don't know how I feel.
Yeah.
Half and a half.
That's this one that we haven't tried yet.
Jiggle juice.
Jiggle juice. So the drinking age in Singapore is 18. Pretty standard around the world. But I feel like they'd be really strict on it in Singapore.
Yeah, I feel like back in the UK when you can drink at home and you do what you want when you're younger, I don't think they'd do it there.
No.
I feel like their parents would be like, how dare you touch a beverage with alcohol? Whereas my dad was like, yeah, you can have it.
But then I also feel like there's the Asian glow.
Oh yeah, Snappy gets it, don't he?
Mm. Aiden, do you know what the Asian glow is?
No. What is the Asian glow?
When Asian people drink and they get really red.
They go bright red.
Just from alcohol. Like it's a reaction to alcohol.
Jeez.
Mm.
Snappy gets it all the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think I've seen Andre get it before.
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because what's Andre? He's Filipino, yeah. Yeah.
Mm. So I don't know what's in there, what's in a in people's genetic makeup that means that if you've got,
but they do, don't
enough
they?
Asian genetics that
if you've got enough Asian in you,
then you turn red. So we try the other version of our Singapore slang.
Yeah.
I can't reach you.
way. It looks like it needs mixing again. These have sat for a while, so I feel like everything's starting to...
Oh, that's dry.
Oh, good point, same.
I just...
So this is meant to have, like, a pink hue?
This smells way worse than that.
It's been so long since I had that last one. I don't know. Cheers. Yum sing.
Yum sing.
Doesn't taste that different.
Oh, it does.
Does that?
Yeah, it does.
What do you think you can taste more of?
I don't know what that is. That's way stronger.
So the proportions of cherry brandy and Benedictine were higher in this.
Yeah.
But then there wasn't Cointreau.
That's way stronger.
There's no grenadine.
So what you're telling me is we've put way more of all the alcohol in and way less of everything else.
Well, Cointreau is alcohol. Grenadine's not. I think maybe the proportion of pineapple juice was higher in that one, though.
Oh. The other thing, so I went to this place in Singapore with the family, and it's called the Dancing Fountain. I think it's the Dancing Fountain. And they have, like, a full, like, this fountain was incredible.
Yeah.
It was in the middle of the city, and it's just got, like, all the water and everything shooting everywhere, and it has, like, a big video fucking light show through the water. And you can,
oh, yeah.
Like, the water will be shooting across, and it'll be, like, shaped like a dragon, and, like, it's fucking incredible.
Yeah.
And then at the end of it, I was like, that was wicked. I'm hungry, can we go now? But it, like, at the time, I was on the young at the time, I was, like, 14, 15, and it was just so fucking crazy. To be able to experience shit like that at that age is, like, you know what's going on, you get to enjoy it. You're not too young or too old, like, you're just right. Like the porridge.
Goldilocks' porridge. See, this is what makes me laugh. Is that you were, what, 14 when you did that? Yeah. And you say that I'm the privileged one.
Yeah. I was moving to New Zealand.
Oh, was this on your way here?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Bitch.
I've never been to Singapore.
So you should. No, we're going to Singapore next year in March.
We are.
And then we're going cruising again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, did you hear about...
Just ignore it.
Good drumming. But if we can ignore her, but I don't know if you can ignore it on the sound.
No, if you just ignore it, she'll stop. Aiden.
I'm trying to get her to come here so that she...
No, just ignore her and she'll stop. That's not ignoring her, Ali.
But that is stopping her tail wag, so... yeah, so Steph at work just got back off a cruise. She was meant to be cruising around the islands, on the Pacific Islands.
Meant to be?
Yeah. So she couldn't dock at one port because of weather. And so then they did a different route. So they were meant to be visiting four islands in their 10-day cruise. They visited, and they only got to visit two. And... they missed out on one because I'm not sure why, but they missed out on the other because of weather. And then they were off somewhere else, and they were going back to there to visit that port and that island. And they had to pick up the naked rower on the way. And so they couldn't go to the port.
Who the fuck is the naked rower?
So there was a guy trying to be the youngest guy to row from Chile to New Zealand or Australia.
Naked.
Wow. Yeah. So he was naked. And he was naked because apparently he was chafing. So they row with no clothes on. But a rogue wave capsized him. And he didn't even know. So that his boat, his rowboat, a canoe, I don't know what size, but he was rowing. So it's a small boat, right? When it capsized, it sent out an automatic mayday.
Oh.
And so he was picked up. But he, until he saw like a helicopter or a plane or something circling over him, like, and found him, he didn't realize he was going to be saved. He thought he was going to die out there.
Oh, lucky motherfucker.
Yeah, but because...
Imagine fucking that.
Yeah.
You'd be like, solid.
Yeah, you'd be like, oh my God, thank God. Like, everything has worked.
You'd be like, how did you know I was here? We saw your penis flashing like a beacon. Ali told us.
Well, imagine. So I don't know how long it takes to row from
I wouldn't want to fucking know. Why would you even bother?
I don't know. He was well. He trained. The reason that, like, she was mad about it, obviously, because it ruined her holiday. But she was mad because, like,
I'd want to be reimbursed.
Like most people would be mad. He decided to do it with no team to support him. So, like, if he'd had, like, all the support team that you'd normally have for something like this,
it'd be fine.
And he capsized, he'd be, like, picked up by his team. Whatever. But no, he decided to do it. He was pissed. On his own, one person trying to row that distance.
Let him die. We know the unit. Take the warning logos off everything.
But apparently there was two. So while they were out to sea, two cruise ships had to pick up people. And unfortunately, the other one, I'm not sure of the details, but unfortunately, the other one, they died. So they had a mayday that they went to.
Well, I feel very sorry for the other person because I guarantee they probably weren't doing it naked from Chile.
No, I don't know. I don't know what the circumstances were around that.
So those other people, but, I'm very sorry.
Yeah, but that's sad. But, yeah, so two cruise ships around the Pacific had to stop for mayday calls.
That's horrible.
Mm.
Poor fuckers. If they were in Singapore, they wouldn't probably have that issue.
There's a lot of islands around Singapore. I don't imagine between Chile and New Zealand, there's quite a...
Bit of a distance. Yeah, if you go this way...
But they're going to the... Yeah, around the Cook Islands and stuff.
Flat Earth, isn't it? If you go
New Zealand is only just there.
Is it? No, it's not somewhere there. Bit of a distance. Where's Singapore on the map?
There.
Yeah.
I think I've scratched it off.
I was going to say, have you?
Yeah.
It's literally just that little bit.
Yeah.
Did you actually just scratch it off?
Yeah.
Oh, well done.
Literally just that little tiny little bit at the end of...
Because you go from there over to... Saudi, Dubai, Abu Dhabi. So, rating, right? The beer.
Well, the beer's pretty high, right? Because it's...
The beer for me is fucking 9.
In the bottle?
In the bottle, 9.
Hmm?
If it was in my standard glass out the tap at Smith's, it's a 9.9.
9.9?
Yeah.
Your favourite beer?
9.9. Like, Stella would be a 10 out of the tap. 9.9 Tiger.
100%. Okay.
99%.
Yeah. And then the Singapore Sling?
First one. 8.5.
Yeah.
That first one was nice.
Yeah.
I did enjoy that. I probably wouldn't have it with the piece of pineapple. That's why I gave it to you, but it was nice.
It's literally decoration. You don't actually have to ever eat any of the...
No. That's fine. This one, I'd probably go like a 5.5.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that different to you?
Yeah.
So, That was the original recipe that I could find online from the OG guy from the Raffles Hotel that made the Singapore slang.
Yeah.
This was BBC Good Food.
Recipe. Did you try, Eden, did you try the first one?
No.
This one.
Yeah.
Oh, bugger. I was going to say, the first one's way better than this. Is that the original?
Yeah, so I looked up Singapore slang recipe, and I made this one. And then I looked up the origin of, because it was the highest rated. Then I looked up the origin of the Singapore slang, and it had this thing about the guy. No, I'm not going to be able to find it.
Bloody, 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 blah, blah, blah.
No, I feel like I need to say his name. Nyam Tong Boon. Who created it at the Raffles Hotel in 1915. And in that, they had a recipe, and that was that one.
That's, hands down, that trumps this.
Hainanese. So Nyam was a Hainanese.
Is that like a pirate?
No, it's a... Oh, so the Hainanese in Singapore originated from Hainan province in China. So, yeah. And that was the first one we tried, was the original recipe.
What do you rate?
Pig rates it scratchy. Or do I rate it?
Yeah, why would I be asking the dog?
You pointed at her. You went, what would you rate it?
She's my baby.
And pointed at her.
She's my little rider.
The cocktail itself, I would rate...
that one?
Yeah, an 8. Well, both of them, I didn't mind either of them. I could tell they were slightly different, but they didn't... They were different, but without being... Fair. Different in rating.
What about the beer? Because you don't mind a lager.
Yeah, I know that beer's 7.5, I think.
That's all right.
Yeah. It's my choice.
That shot.
That is the shot of cognac that Ali didn't drink.
Oh.
She sipped.
Yeah. Even Aiden's disappointed. But I appreciate Singapore.
Yeah.
It was good.
Don't mind that.
No. You gonna eat your cherry?
Yeah.
I don't like cherries.
I don't know if you can call them cherries, but
aphrodisiac, innit?
Are they?
Yeah.
What, the cocktail cherries?
Cherry?
Glazed.
Yeah. Glazed cherries. Yeah.
Shut up, we're going to go fuck. I mean, make love. But on that note, it was great to spend a little bit of time in Singapore.
Yeah.
And we will see you next Tuesday.
Bye.
That's a wrap on today's journey with Boozed Up Brits Abroad. But hey, the adventure never truly ends. Remember, the fun continues on all your favourite platforms. Connect with us on YouTube, Facebook and Instagram and share your thoughts and let us know what you've been sipping on while you listen. And if you've got suggestions for future destinations, we're all ears.
As always, see you next year.